Should you spy on your kids' computer use? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Your kids use the internet too much and you want them to stop, but what do? Do you secretly spy on them? Do you provide friendly guidance? Or do you do nothing until the predators come knocking? And is there any research on this? Well, yes, there is, but we had to go all the way to Israel to find it. Sociologist Gustavo Mesch at the University of Haifa surveyed the cases of 500 teenagers who engaged in risky online behavior. And it's not just dirty pictures.
We are talking about making contact with strangers and making relations with strangers, even meeting with strangers.
Which is every parent's nightmare. So he looked at three different strategies. The guidance approach, where you explain the risks. The tough guy approach, where you make them turn the computer off or you use spy software. And finally, doing nothing. Guess which one had the strongest effect? The tough guy approach, but not in the way you might expect.
The more the parents get really tough, it actually increased the involvement of the kids in risky behaviors.
It actually made things worse. As it turns out, the biggest factor in whether or not kids take risks online isn't what the parents do. It's the example set by friends.
So the more the peers perceive that these risky activities are okay, the more the kid thinks that it's okay to do these things.
What Professor Mesch's research seems to be saying is that instead of busying yourself trying to figure out what websites your kids visit, it's more important to figure out who their friends are. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.